I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor. And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. This week, we're chatting about editorial business owner websites and when you should start building them.
And if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can have access to a bonus episode where Denise and I chat for about an extra half an hour about the personal website journeys we've taken and the decisions we've made over the years.
Yeah, that's right. So to get going, let's look first at whether there's actually a right time to build a website. And if so, why it's important. And I know you agree with me here, Louise. I think there is a right time to build one, and that's as soon as you're ready to launch your business.
I completely agree with you. If you're in business, you need that business to be visible online. There are multiple reasons, which we can chat more about in a minute. But in a nutshell, a website is a gateway to having professional presence, discoverability, and being able to start building client trust.
Yeah, and show me a well-known business that doesn't have a website. Yeah. I mean, they certainly existed 30 years ago, but today, no, it just doesn't happen. And if we think about it, a website is all about first impressions. It's a signal that you're a legitimate business doing what all other legitimate businesses do.
Yeah, and that you're a professional who's operating in spaces that all other professional businesses operate in. If you don't have one, potential clients might ask themselves, why not? And that's a distraction you just don't want them thinking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's almost like you've put up an immediate barrier that kind of puts them on pause from thinking about whether you're a good fit and have the skills they need. And don't forget, we're in competition with editors from all over the world, editors with websites, editors who are presenting their skills, their specialisms and their knowledge via their online shop windows.
Gotta have one, haven't you?
Yeah,
what we're doing is creating a central hub, like you said, Denise, a shop window in which you create this central hub for all your services, your testimonials, your contact info and your solutions to your clients' problems. They need help and you can provide it.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, you're enabling people to find you rather than you having to do all the graft of finding your clients. Work might come to you both ways, which is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the people who find you might not be the ones you'd have found if you'd done the searching. So one of the things you and I have talked about, Denise, over the years is the common misconceptions about timing. So we've heard people say things like, I need more experience first, or I'll do it once I've got a better portfolio.
Yeah, it's really common, isn't it? Another one's like, I've got a resume or a CV, you know, I'm going to use that. I've also heard people say that social media is enough for now. And I get why people think that these might be reasons not to get going with their website right away. But I do think they're misconceptions. I mean, a resume is great, but what if the client you've sent it to then decides to go and validate that by seeing what your online presence looks like?
Yeah.
If you don't have a website, if you're invisible online, it could lead to questions.
Yeah, and the lack of experience issue, I think, is a red herring too. Because you're not going to write a paragraph on your homepage telling people you're not experienced, are you? You're not going to tell them what you can't do. You're going to tell them what you can do.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell them why you're valuable and the problems you can solve.
Yeah, exactly. That's so important. And look, having social media profiles is great. But again, these often lead potential clients to go looking for more information and expecting to find that in a dedicated space that you've built. I mean, you're probably the same as me. I do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The first thing
Absolutely.
I do if I find somebody on social media is I want to see what their website is. And if it's not there, again, the risk is that you're putting up barriers or distractions where they're asking the wrong questions about you.
Yeah. And so even if you have a basic but informative and nicely designed website with just a couple of useful pages at first, that's something that can grow with you.
Yeah, yeah. And you can add to it over time. This is the thing. It's not a one and done thing.
No.
So maybe we should offer a wee checklist of signs that someone's ready to build their editing website.
That's a good idea. Okay, so ask yourself these questions. One, do you want to present yourself as a legitimate business?
Yeah. Two, have you decided what kind of editing you want to offer?
Three, have you decided on your rates and service packages?
Four, are you ready to attract clients beyond word of mouth?
Five, Can you write a paragraph explaining what problems you solve and for whom? If the answer to those five questions is yes, it's time to build your website.
Hey. Now, some of you might be thinking, I've only just started out. And yes, I've answered yes to all these questions, but I'm barely off the starting blocks. And to that, we'd say, get your website up and running anyway.
Yeah, even if the idea of doing that makes you feel really nervous. It's okay to be nervous. We both were, weren't we?
Oh, definitely. My goodness. Definitely, yeah.
But look, you can build just a simple, even if it's just a one-page website early, it's absolutely fine to do that.
Yeah, and the thing to do is to think about it as a living, evolving entity. Yeah. You can refine it as your brand and your services evolve. You can change it whenever you like. Good grief. How many times have we amended our websites over the years?
I'm tinkering with mine on an almost weekly basis. And if you're just starting out, focus on a clean bio, clear services and a contact form and then just build from there.
Yeah. And if you've already worked with a client or two, ask them for a testimonial and make sure that that's on your homepage.
Yeah. So another thing that can help overcome fear about building a website too early is to break it down into career stages. So at the starting out stage, when you're just a beginner, you're looking for a basic foundational online presence. Something that says, I'm here, I'm real, I'm legit, this is what I do, and this is who I do it for.
Yeah, and then a wee bit of time will go by, and then you're not a beginner anymore. Now you might think of yourself as an emerging or developing editor. And at this stage, you can start to think about what you can do to your website to build authority and SEO.
Yeah, so you'll perhaps add content to your pages and pay attention to your page titles to make sure they're using rich keywords that help you get found.
Yeah, and then a wee bit more time will go on and you're ready to start thinking about your editorial business as being established, and you might develop your site even further and add problem-solving content to it and resources like lead magnets or articles and videos, and maybe develop new services on it as well.
Yeah. And it's all about not trying to do everything at once, unless you're the kind of person who likes to do everything at once. And if that's you, fine, go for it. But if the fear's holding you back, then just focus on not trying to do everything at once. And I think it's worth us emphasising that when it comes to editor websites, don't wait for the perfect time, the right time, the appropriate time. That kind of mindset frames this in a way that just doesn't do you justice. It sort of sets you up to fail, almost like you haven't earned the right to have an online presence just because you're starting out when you absolutely have.
Yeah, it's like there's this arbitrary sort of, you know, point that you're going to reach when you're allowed to set up a website, you know.
Yeah.
But you definitely have earned that right. Absolutely. Even when you're starting out, if your intentions are good and you tick all those boxes like we've talked about, everyone has the right to have an online presence, especially when they're offering a service to others. Mm. And no one person is less deserving of being found and considered than another. It's the clients in the end who will choose who they prefer, not some weird concept or of right or sort of perfect timing.
Precisely. And so we'd encourage you to start small, but do start. Mm. Remember, your website is a living entity, not a one-time launch. Don't have to like everything that you do. Mm. And if you put something up and then you don't like what you've done, all you have to do is edit it. And you're really good at that because you're an editor.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So let's wrap up with a few quick steps you can take if you're ready to get going. And we hope you are. Number one, buy a domain name.
A domain name.
Yeah, that's number one.
Two, choose a simple website builder, something like Square, which used to be Weebly, GoDaddy, Squarespace, HubSpot, or Wix, something like that.
Yeah. Number three, write your bio, list your services.
And maybe say what your offering is, like, you know, your paragraph, your little pitch about who you are and what you do things for.
Yeah.
And then four, gather a testimonial or two.
And then number five, hit that publish button.
Yeah. Even if it's just a starter version, publish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a scary thing to do, but actually the whole world isn't looking at you when you hit that publish button. Yeah.
There's hundreds of thousands of people like you every day thinking, oh my goodness, I'm about to publish my website. Fine. It's all right. Be nervous.
Be nervous.
Like we said, we were. Yeah. It's okay. Just do it.
Just do it, yeah. So that's it from us. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget that if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode in which Louise and I chat about our personal experiences of building and maintaining our editorial business websites.
And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, she's been Denise.
And she's been Louise. Join us again soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.